All right, thank you very much. Yes, I would say the state is happy with the outcome of the trial because this case trial from 2019 to 2024, almost 5 years, after calling 7 witnesses and after spending a lot of energy on this particular matter, we were able to get a conviction, and not only a mere conviction, a conviction with 10-year jail sentence for Madam Tamaklu and 5-year jail sentence for the other gentleman. Apart from these two jail sentences, there's an order to also directing Madam Tamaklu to also refund the money that the state has lost.
Okay.
So I would say the state is satisfied with the outcome of this particular matter.
Right. Now, the judge that presided over the case did raise concern about extradition not being, you know, proactively sought. What's your take on that? Was that something that was on the cards? And if so, why was it not triggered?
All right. Yes. There is issue about extradition. But as Robert first gave you the facts leading to the, where we are today, he got to say that the first accused, first suspect, first convict, Madam Tamaklu, was not coming to court. And by law, if an accused person refused to come to court, the first step is to apply for the extradition of the bail bond. So in this particular case, they take two steps to extradite the bond against the surety. And the two of them, one of them being Mr. Alex Mode. And the first certain application is not determined just on the very day that you file. It takes some time because the court will actually give the surety's time to bring the accused person. In this particular case, it took some time. At the point in time, we came to the conclusion that the accused person was not coming. And so there was an order to extradite the bond. But the bond was secured at the time that the case had gotten to an advanced stage. You could have started that extradition proceedings by then, but I didn't want to distract it because we were prosecuting the matter. We wanted to get to the end of the matter, then get a judgment. With the judgment, if we start any extradition proceedings or to get her extradited to Ghana, that would be very, very easy. Because no defense can be raised by her. Because you have a valid judgment from a court of law, which she cannot say it's not a valid judgment from a court of law. So strategically, we said, fine, let's proceed to see if you can get conviction. And thankfully, yesterday we got this conviction, and we've started the process. And very soon, definitely, people get to know where we've got into. And the first convict, Madam Tamaklu, will definitely come to Ghana and serve a jail term.
Okay. Now, so in this case, now that you, like you say, have a judgment and a conviction, will this mean that you may explore international cooperation via Interpol and the like to seek to compel her to return and serve her time?
Exactly. We've actually started the process. We already started the process, and we'll get to the end of it.
Great. And the